This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, this, I promise we're not making fun of this because I think some people have died.
Oh.
Can somebody look that
up? Man, yeah. I'll look it up.
We got to look up measles deaths, specifically in Texas. I think somebody died. Not a lot, but I mean, come on. Measles is something we've had under control for a really long time. I think there's a vaccine for it.
20 hospital, whatever. And one death.
I'm going to need you to be able to say the word.
Hospitalizations.
Wow. Mm.
I really had to think about it.
Can I ask you a related question?
Yeah.
Last time I was in the hospital, I went to the vending machine and I was like, and I hit the thing and it was a yellow bag.
They were rings.
Yeah, they were kind of rings. Yeah, what was the snack?
Funyuns.
add hospitalization to the list of words that Aaron can't say. Funyun. That brings me such pleasure. Anyway, apparently in Texas, the measles is taking hold again. Did everyone here have it?
I don't think
have measles?
So.
Yes. No, I don't think so.
It seems like back in my day, you did get it. I don't know that there was a vaccination. I remember when my parents were homesteading and we were taking the wagon across the plains.
sure.
The Oregon Trail.
That one. Yeah. I don't remember if there was a vaccine, and even if there was, my parents weren't anti-vax people. We were just anti-doctor people. I think once we got the shots that they give you as you fall out of the womb, I think that was about it.
To be honest, I don't think I know what measles are.
Because to me, they're red dots.
That's chicken pox. They're different.
Different.
Measles, mumps. I always hear mumps together with measles.
I think it's
Is that something different?
Because I remember people getting different things.
Okay. Because I think there's a vaccine that's measles, mumps, and
rubella.
Rubella, I think maybe. Yeah.
Is that one of the new vaccines?
I feel like I've heard that. I feel like my kids probably got.
Well, I mean, yeah. You live in a world where, like, with my kids, they're going to live and die by this yellow card. To be able to be admitted to school, their little yellow card has to be up to date. Mm-hmm. Not to be confused with Yellow Card, the terrible band who sang the song Ocean Avenue.
Oh, hey, I love that.
That's family now.
That's right. Somebody got married to them.
My cousin.
Got married to who? The singer?
Yeah. They have a kid together. Super cute.
He was such an a-hole at Live at 5.
I was not there, so there.
God, what a jerk he was.
Therefore, he's very nice to me.
Anyway, like with all those diseases, we kind of got a handle on, you just don't hear about measles anymore, but for some reason,
there's an outbreak.
It's back. Mm. So moms are having measles parties because like if you get it, then you had it. And then your body, I think if you get measles and you beat it, you're going to beat it. I mean, obviously somebody didn't, but like if you get measles and you beat it, then you can't get it again.
Oh, just, it's like a one-time thing.
You can walk through a measles infected
outbreak and
you're
be
like,
fine.
Ah!
Yeah, you're right. It's not possible to get measles twice.
Interesting.
So, but the government is saying don't have measles parties.
Like, still just try to avoid it in
general.
So that's
like, the parents get all the kids together, throw them in a room and like, all right,
I
we'll just
swear,
come home with it.
Mom, if you're listening, if I'm wrong, don't call to correct me. I think I got chicken pox that way.
That's, I've heard of that for sure.
I definitely remember there being chicken pox parties.
I remember the Staubs had them up the street and then they just threw us.
Way to call them out.
Sorry. That's terrible. It's spelled not the way you think. Okay. Spelled exactly the way you think. No, but then I just remember there being just like, we never did parties. We never did like get togethers. Like I'd go get to see Tony and that was it. Or I'd get to see some other kid or whatever. And just all of a sudden there was like 40 kids in a basement and they were just like, stay down there longer. Play a game where you spit on each other.
Shut the window.
Really? It was like play Twister. No. And they were like forced and it was like,
spin the bottle.
Yes. It was.
What a bait and switch. You're like, I finally get a play date. And they're like, well.
And then literally like 4 days later, all of us are just sick as dogs.
Wow.
And like one of the Staub kids brought it in and would just kill us all. But then we had it.
Yeah.
So, because I always remember with chicken pox, I remember hearing that you want to get it when I was a kid, at least you wanted to get it as a kid because you're going to get it. And if you don't get it until you're an adult, it's way worse.
Yeah, but was there something else? Because there was always a wives' tale going around when I was little. Like, if you got it as a grown up, it'd make your wee-wee smaller. Or there was
I think it's like the bumps wouldn't go away. Or so. I remember my older cousin who's like in his 40s now.
Okay.
Like, he never got it. And that was, it was kind of like, you know, cousin Ryan. He
never had it.
Yeah, and it's like, oh, he's just a ticking time bomb. Then.
Yeah,
like,
when's if he gets it now, what happens?
Yeah.
Isn't it just like shingles?
No, see, those of us who were thrown in a room with the Staub kids, we get shingles.
So, okay, because I did have the chicken pox.
You could get
shingles. I had it at Disney World.
How old?
The ultimate chicken pox party.
What? So did Jason expose?
Mickey, Goofy, get in here.
Oh my God, Aaron was the cause of the breakout in the 90s?
I got it from someone there.
Oh, you didn't? Oh, you got it.
Yeah.
And were you sick while you were still there then?
Yeah. I remember my mom having to buy oven mitts in the hotel room.
For what? Oh, for you? To stop you from scratching.
Yeah.
She taped them on your hands?
She did. And then I also
lost
a tooth there.
So you're a giant crab just walking around Disney?
Little Mermaid.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.
9.